We'll read from a few of your emails now. On Friday, we aired a discussion about Attorney General Eric Holder's speech to the Justice Department on the subject of race. Holder said this last week.
In things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
Our conversation about that speech explored, among other things, the differences between it and President Obama's speech on race during the campaign.
Chris Maciel of New Windsor, New York, liked hearing our two guests. He writes, I heard Joe Klein and Michael Eric Dyson and really appreciate hearing some bold speech on this issue. People on both sides need to meet on a regular basis in an everyday kind of setting so that we can feel more comfortable with each other. Thanks for bringing all these ideas to light.
Sean Scully of Philadelphia didn't feel so enlightened. He called the discussion a bloody train wreck. He writes, it devolved quickly into a petty series of personal attacks and self-absorbed defenses. It shed little light on the interesting speech by Eric Holder earlier in the week. Please, never make us sit through such a calamitous shouting match again.
Also on Friday, we aired an interview with a fisherman in the Canadian province of Newfoundland. He had helped rescue a pod of dolphins from the ice that was closing in around them. Reuben Giles told us how he rocked a 17-foot motorboat against the ice to clear a path.
Time was running out and the blow was only about, I would say, 15 feet round. They would have died that night.
So when you talk about this blowhole, are you talking about this area where the dolphins were able to surface, where you could actually see them above the water?
Yes, my love. That was the only supply of oxygen that they would have there. Meanwhile, there was only three of us in the boat. The other two guys was keep the dolphins above where they were in the water with floater suits on, trying to survive them, keep them up. So they could breed, right?
Larry McMillan of Verina, Virginia, was one of many of you who sent us a note of appreciation. He wrote, thank you, loves. Thank you so much for the piece on freeing the dolphins. My spirit soared. Man, did I need that.
Well, whether or not we send your spirit soaring, we need to hear from you. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.